though I'm mad,
said Alice.
You must be,
said the cat,
or you wouldn't have come here.
Alice didn't think that proved it at all. However, she went on,
and how do you know that you're mad?
To begin with,
said the cat,
a dog's not mad. You grant that?
I suppose so,
said Alice.
Well then,
the cat went on,
you see, a dog growls when it's angry and wags its tail when it's pleased. Now I growl when I'm pleased and wag my tail when I'm angry. Therefore, I'm mad.
I call it purring, not growling,
said Alice.
Call it what you like,
said the cat.
Do you play croquet with the Queen today?
I should like it very much,
said Alice.
But I haven't been invited yet.
You'll see me there,
said the cat, and vanished. Alice was not much surprised at this. She was getting so well used to queer things happening. While she was still looking at the place where it had been, it suddenly appeared again.
By the by, what became of the baby?
Said the cat.
I'd nearly forgotten to ask.
It turned into a pig,
Alice answered very quietly, just as if the cat had come back in a natural way.
I thought it would,
said the cat, and vanished again. Alice waited a little, half expecting to see it again, but it did not appear, and after a minute or two she walked on in the direction in which the March Hare was said to live.
I've seen hatters before,
she said to herself.
The March Hare will be much the most interesting. And perhaps, as this is May, it won't be raving mad. At least not so mad as it was in March.
As she said this, she looked up, and there was the cat again, sitting on a branch of a tree.
Did you say pig or fig?
Said the cat.
I said pig,
replied Alice.
And I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and vanishing so suddenly. You make one quite giddy.
All right,
said the cat. And this time it vanished quite slowly, beginning with the end of the tail and ending with the grin, which remained some time after the rest of it had gone.
Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin,
thought Alice.
But a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing I ever saw in all my life.
She had not gone much farther before she came in sight of the house of the March Hare. She thought it must be the right house because the chimneys were shaped like ears and the roof was thatched with fur. It was so large a house that she did not like to go nearer till she had nibbled some more of the left-hand bit of mushroom and raised herself to about 2 feet high. Even then she walked up towards it rather timidly, saying to herself,
suppose it should be raving mad after all. I almost wish I'd gone to see the Hatter instead.